Joining us to discuss community reaction to the oil spill is Howard Weaver, managing editor of the Anchorage Daily News, which last week was named winner of the Pulitzer Prize for public service. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What sort of editorial stance is your newspaper taking to the disaster?
Well, it has been vigorous, unusually vigorous, and I guess outrage is a fair word for it, Bob. It's a feeling that one feels a lot in Anchorage and in Alaska these days.
And what kinds of letters to the editor have you received on the oil spill?
There has been a tremendous volume, and so far as I know, every one of them has expressed this sense of loss. There's a discussion actually almost as though it were a death in the family. People feel a sense of both loss and betrayal, I think, over what has happened in Valdez.
Betrayal by whom?
By the oil companies, by the oil industry, which has been such a major player in Alaska for so long that I think people had begun to think literally of oil as a kind of member of the family, as an industry that was here for everybody's good, that could be relied upon to act in good faith. Those feelings are no longer here.
Do people seem satisfied with the way the state government has handled the disaster?
I don't know, honestly, Bob, if people have sorted out who's responsible for what. The kind of overwhelming sense of loss and of helplessness is the main feeling at this point. There's a kind, I think, probably common to human reaction everywhere to want to do something individually to help. That feeling may be even exacerbated in Alaska, where there's a sort of, you know, frontier or homestead mentality. Let's all get together and pitch in and raise the barn and solve the crisis. And people can't do that here, and I think that adds to their sense of helplessness, and that sense of helplessness probably adds to their sense of rage.
Now, the oil industry has been important to Alaska in terms of jobs and revenue. Have the letters mentioned this?
People are concerned about that. The oil industry, without any question, is Alaska's largest industry. It's certainly the largest source of revenue for the state government. Our newspaper, for example, has not editorialized that we should throw the oil industry out of Alaska or that there should never be any more oil development. To some degree, I think we all realize that our technological society has made a kind of Faustian bargain with the fossil fuel industry. But I think what is going to be changed forever in Alaska, my sense is that this is a political watershed in Alaska, and that from here on out, people will never again be willing to accept any sort of assurance of good faith, any sort of trust me deal with the oil industry.
Do you get a feeling of what's more important to your readers? Is it the revenue from the oil industry, or is it preserving Alaska's environment and fishing industry?
I think that this incident, Bob, more than anything in my experience in the 15 years of Alaska's oil age, this has drawn that question sharply into focus, and Alaskans have chosen the environment. We never thought we had to. We thought we could have it both ways. We thought we could have the jobs and the revenue of the oil industry and preserve the environment. We were promised that again and again, not only by oil companies, but by political leaders who made those deals throughout the years. This has shown us that we cannot. You know, that there is a horrible and, in this case, inevitable price to pay. And while in real life things don't come quite black and white, to the degree that they're forced to make it black and white, it seems to me Alaskans are choosing the environment.
So if your readers don't want the oil shipping to be shut down, they must be advocating changes in the way the shipping is handled.
Actually, at this point, Bob, that's a little more subtle than the response has been. I think that's where it will get. I think that as the political debate matures and progresses, what we will see is an insistence on a much higher level of regulation, on much greater funding for the environmental protection agencies in Alaska, much tougher deals in the oil spill contingency plans and in the wastewater treatment plans. But that really hasn't happened yet. It's really important, I think, for people to realize how profoundly this spill has affected the sort of collective psyche in Alaska. The fact is that people are simply grieving. People right now are both horribly hurt and, in many cases, very mad.
Thank you very much. Howard Weaver is managing editor of the Anchorage Daily News. Our thanks to the Alaska Public Radio Network and to member station KSKA in Anchorage.